one of the horrible or very harsh realities of life is that when we die, the world doesn't skip a beat. The world will not cry long for us. It will not mean much to them when we die. Some family members, some friends will shed tears and will mourn our passing. But for the rest, the world will go on and we will be a small footnote or a sigh, or even compassionately, we miss him or her. Keeping this in mind, realizing that only death and taxes are certain, can be a wonderful redeeming thought. Because when we realize this, we understand how important it is for us to be free of the opinions and the need for an opinion of other people, and realizing that the truth of who we are in God's eyes is the thing that truly matters to me day after day. You all know the famous story of the Greek philosopher who was looking for an honest person, with the little lamp looking for an honest person. And I've told this story before. As Alexander the Great's shadow passed over people, they had to bow down before him, but the Greek philosopher was busy sunning himself and did not bow down. And when Alexander the Great saw such courage, he asked the Greek philosopher, "What can I give you? Even part of my kingdom, what do you want from me?" And the philosopher said, "Get out of my sunlight." Realizing the great dignity that we are called to, and the reality that only God's opinion of us matters, we are free from the opinions and the whispers and the illusory lure of fame, because even in this election cycle and all the press that you see of the various candidates for president, for Senate, in 10 years, it will be a footnote. Wherever they are in their life will matter to their family members and to God. This idea that nothing in the world is lost to us if we do not lose ourselves, who we are. That at the end of the day, when we lie in our beds, we can smile or be contented and lack for nothing, is a beautiful thing. And when the end of our life comes, that we can say, "I have no regrets except for the times I may have hurt somebody, but achievements, accomplishments, fame is all an illusion. If I am a sincere person, love my family, have done my best, in God's eyes, I am a success. Because the next day after I am gone, that will matter the most. It would be good if during the rest of our life, the idea of God's opinion about us and who we are matter the most to us. It will save us a lot of tension, a lot of heartache, and let people think and say what they want. What matters is what God says about me." Slava Isusu Hristu.